blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. I am for Jesus, in Him lies my hope. Have you been cleansed and whole? Are you washed in His blood? Are your garments spotless? Are you free indeed? Are you walking daily by the Savior's side? Now is the time, don't delay. He's calling on you. Now is the time, don't delay. He's calling on you.
And goodness as the fruit of spirit. Hello, everyone, and thank you again for joining us this week. We resume our message on the fruit of the Spirit. If you can recollect, several weeks ago, we spoke about patience as the fruit of Spirit. The fruit of the Spirit, as mentioned in Galatians chapter 5, verse 22 to 23, are love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. It is apparently clear that none of us can possess or bear any of the fruits without the Holy Spirit. Our sinful nature, our sinful soul, cannot bear this fruit without being reborn and redeemed. We depend on the Lord Jesus Christ in all our Christian journey. I urge you to visit our YouTube page and our Facebook page to listen to our messages on love, joy, peace, and patience as the fruit of the Holy Spirit. This week, though, we are going to explore kindness and goodness as the fruit of the Holy Spirit. The highest form of kindness and goodness can only come through the Holy Spirit of God. The kindness and goodness of God were manifested towards human from the very beginning of creation. Despite God's infinite kindness and goodness to Adam and Eve, our forefathers, God provided for them, but they fell unto sin, according to Genesis chapter 3, verse 6, because of the disobedience and sin. It brought death and separation from God. Yet, even man's great fall into sin did not hinder the flow of God's goodness and kindness to us. God promised the coming of His beloved Son, who would destroy man's enemy, the devil, and provide salvation to believing sinners. God had shown kindness to us, and it reaches the pinnacle when in John chapter 3, verse 16 to 17, said, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believe in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not His Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through Him might be saved." This is one of the most extraordinary kindness and goodness of God to all of us. As a child of God and follower of Jesus Christ, it is imperative to imitate God's kindness and goodness in our life. We can do this by loving our enemies, knowing fully well we were once an enemy of God. Genuine kindness is spirit-produced. It is a supernatural, generous orientation of our heart towards other people, even when they don't deserve it and don't love us in return. God Himself is kind in this way. His kindness is meant to lead us to repentance. Romans chapter 2, verse 4. I'm sure all of us would like to receive kindness from others. Let us therefore do unto others as we will have them do unto us. Your kindness, my kindness, should not be limited to those you are comfortable with. God's standard of kindness is much higher than that. Your kindness and goodness should extend to all you encounter. They may not look like you. They may not speak like you. They may not even speak the same language you speak. But God's kindness knows no boundary. Showing kindness to all without expectation of return response is one of the hallmarks of God's faithful servant. Showing kindness is never a sign of weakness, as Satan teaches others. It is a fulfillment of God's wishes. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 32 commanded us to be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, as God in Christ forgave us. Do you want to be a child of God? Part of it is to love your enemies and do good and expecting nothing in return. And your reward will be great. And you will be sons or child of the Most High. For He is kind to the ungrateful and the evil. Luke chapter 6, verse 25. We imitate God's kindness by loving and showing kindness to all that we encounter, including our enemies. In today's world, you will agree with me, kindness and goodness are very rare. They are rare commodities. They are very scarce. Kindness is missing in household. It is not seen on the city streets. You may not find it in neighborhood. It is hardly mentioned in towns, villages, in the states, and in the countries. What happened to us? May the Lord help us. Amen. Please, let us show kindness to one another as God has shown and still showing kindness to all of us. Kindness is humble giving of ourselves in love and mercy to others who may not be able to give anything back, who sometimes doesn't even deserve it, and who frequently don't thank us for it. Basically, kindness means a way of thinking that leads to doing thoughtful deed for others. Kindness is no small thing. It yields marvelous fruits, both in our life and in the life of those around us. Whoever pursues righteousness and kindness will find life, righteousness, and honor, Proverbs chapter 21, verse 21. We open ourselves to the supernatural work of the Holy Spirit when we ask Him to produce in us kind heart that overflow through the kind lips. These are some few facts I want you to note about kindness and goodness. Are you ready? Number one, our kindness should be extensive, that it replaces all bitterness, wrath, and anger in all of us. Number two, our kindness should not be merely an external change of manner. It has to be internal change of heart. Number three, our kindness should follow the pattern of forgiveness and love of God in our lives. Number four, kindness is like confetti that you throw upward and you never know which one is coming back at you. Number five, our daily life should serve as a ministry of kindness to all humanity without any distinction. Number six, our Lord's expectation is for you to project the love, kindness, and goodness of God to all you encounter. Number seven, goodness is a disposition to be kind to others. Number eight, goodness is a virtue that does good to others no matter what. Number nine, goodness is generously and compassionately looking for what is good for others. Number 10, the fruit of the Spirit does not depend on any circumstances. It depends only on Jesus Christ. And finally, number 11, the most important is we should be kind to ourselves. You're going to ask me, how can I be kind to myself? Well, you can be kind to yourself by loving God, obeying His word, and repent from all of your sins. Because great reward awaits you from our love if you do so. I pray to God to give us His Holy Spirit to govern us so that we can be Christ-like in our lives. That our lives are full of kindness and goodness towards others. As the Lord exercises kindness on this earth, and we want to be His ambassador of kindness, I pray that God increases the kindness and goodness in our life and make us unto the image bearer of His will. Amen. May the Lord guide you and keep you. May His kindness and goodness shine upon you. Thank you for listening to this message. Please share this message with everyone you know. By doing so, you are proclaiming the redemptive gospel of Christ. Subscribe to our YouTube channel. And all these messages will just come to your inbox. Like us on our Facebook. Every day we post inspiration, words of God. And you can share it whatever you want. I am Dr. Gabriel Oluwakotame of Faith Wallet Ministry. Till next week, stay blessed.
Are your garments spotless? Are you free indeed? Are you walking daily by the Savior's side? Now is the time, don't delay. He's calling on you. waste your time, don't delay. He's calling on you. You have been listening to Faith Hour, brought to you by Faith Wallet Ministries, headquartered in San Antonio, Texas, USA. Our messages are designed for you to come closer to God. Let repentance be your daily song. You can listen to all our messages on our website, faithwallet.org, YouTube, Facebook, and many audio streaming apps like Amazon Music, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and many more. You can send your email to faithwallet55@gmail.com. If you want to receive daily words of encouragement in your personal mailbox, send your WhatsApp number to 210-868-9701. Again, the number is 210-868-9071. May the Lord bless you and give you the grace to abide by His will. Amen. Now is the time, don't delay. He's calling on you.